It's Triple M's Rush Hour. You're with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz. Next Thursday, we're broadcasting live from Adelaide's home of live sports, Sporties at the Arca Bar. Mark it down in your diary. Sporties is back and better than ever with their newly renovated feel, but with the same love for live sport.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, please welcome Adelaide Crows coach Matthew Nix.
He joins us on the Tuesday after the long weekend, and I've had the weekend off. Nixie, welcome to the Rush Hour.
How you going, guys?
No, we're
it's
going,
nice to be on.
Matty?
Going really well. What did you get up to on the weekend? The players have the bye, have the week off?
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get a gig in round zero, but it was great. A bit of family time. I'm stinking hot, so we sort of dodged the heat, but it was a nice weekend to have that sort of break just prior to starting is always good for some of the families.
Hey, with that opening round, just quickly on that, do you think it compromises the rest of the competition? Like we've heard the chat around that now, because everyone seems like they wanted to play to get the extra bye.
I think there's a compromise, but at the same time, I think we all have an understanding of what we're trying to do. And I think, you know, from an AFL point of view, we're kicking so many goals when it comes to our game and, promoting it. We want it to be a national game. We want it to be an even competition. I think we're doing a fantastic job when it comes to that. But, there is a compromise in that some of us don't have two buys on the year. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't know if it'll be an advantage necessarily, but we'll probably find out in about 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
Matty, as a senior coach, you have your team locked in. Role play very important these days in AFL football. Riley Thilthorpe, as we know, is going to be missing a lot of football this year. You can't ever replace a Riley Thilthorpe because of the size and the young talent that he is. Have you got something similar that may be happening this week against Gold Coast to replace him?
We have to replace him, so we're going to do that. And we've got a guy. We've got a number of guys that have trained really well that would have been unlucky, probably not to play, and Riley would have taken that spot for sure. He was on fire. He had a really strong pre-season. He's one of those guys that didn't put a foot wrong. We're knocking on wood the whole way through, going, I hope he can get through. Unfortunately, these things happen. And we look at it now and go, he's going to be a really positive injection for us, 12, 13 weeks, who knows, down the track. And hopefully, gives us some energy coming into the second half. But, Jars, we'll look at, we've got guys ready. I mean, Burgess, we brought in. He's ready to go. Lockie Gallant has been unlucky not to play. And so, he's another option for us forward at the ball. Himmelberg's another one. So, there are guys that we'll be able to replace him with, but disappointing for him, as an individual.
Hey, Nixie, Gold Coast looked pretty good against the Tigers on the weekend. Were you really impressed with the Gold Coast, or was it the fact that the Tigers were just a little bit off, do you think?
No, I'm really impressed with the way they went about it. I mean, you can only do what you got to do, and they were huge in that first half. Back probably at their best with what we've seen from them. It's interesting now, trying to get a gauge on how they're going to play because, new coach coming in, extremely, highly regarded coach, extremely successful. So what he's going to add, they continued on with their stoppage dominance. It's amazing, what their group in there with Anderson and Raoul and Miller, they've had Humphreys out as well. So they've got some real talent. We'd like to think we're going to bring a really strong contest this weekend and something we pride ourselves on. So I'm hoping we see a really, really good game.
20 clearances for Matty Rao. do you put someone, have you got someone that can do a run with Woe if you need that, or start on him at stoppage and lock that area down?
I'd like to hope we give him a little bit of attention. He's a fantastic player and he's hard to stop. Some of these midfielders, they do have real class. They've got speed and power. He's no exception. I mean, there's a reason why he was drafted when he was. And if you look around their stoppage, they've got, two or three guys that are picked up in the first five in the draft. So it'll be a big challenge for us. But our guys go in pretty confident. I think we come off a game where we perform really well. And I know, a lot of people say, oh, you played West Coast. Well, West Coast were playing some great footy. We got a lot of things right in that second hit out that we didn't against Port Adelaide, in the preseason games. And so we'll come in with some confidence. And we'll back ourselves in to take them on initially. But I think your point's a valid one. You don't want those sort of guys like Raoul getting off the chain. 20 clearances is huge. Those sort of numbers are unheard of.
Hey, speaking of that game against West Coast, I was really impressed with a guy that, well, for whatever reason, had a really quiet year last year, didn't play too much footy, but burst onto the scene. I'm talking about Sam Berry. I thought his work around the contest, his stoppage work, he's a great tackler. He's going to have some tough decisions to make who plays or gets a game through that midfield now.
Well, I agree with you 100%. He was huge against West Coast and has been right throughout pre-season. So we've got a training session tomorrow. I'm always mindful of saying he'll play, this guy will play, that guy will play. Mm-hmm. We want to get through that. But Sam Berry deserves to play in our first round. And so Everything going well tomorrow in the session, he will play. He leads by example in the way we want to play footy. I think he's one who's learnt so much from our other mids. Matty Crouch, the way he plays. Sam Berry's learnt a hell of a lot playing alongside him. You know, even Rory Laird, Sloaney, right over, you know, the years that he's been here. So it was nice to see him bounce back. Last year was disappointing for him, but, you know, it was probably just a lack of opportunity, a little bit of confidence, and he seems to have got that back now.
You mentioned that you had the weekend off, but Taylor Walker with his back injury, we've mentioned that Phil Thorpe is obviously out of the side, so Tex is even more important. Is he tracking all right?
He is. He struggled over the weekend. These things can happen. Unfortunate. I guess the timing, well, probably fortunate of when it was that we did have the weekend off. So what we're doing now is he's improving. So over the last 24 hours, you know, he's starting to feel a lot better. Again, whether he can train tomorrow will be something we'll assess in the morning, and we'll have to make a decision around that. It's probably going to be one that we leave right till the last minute. You know, we'll give Tex, he's an extremely experienced player. He'll be able to make that decision whether he's right to go. You know, only he really knows, but it'll be one of those ones that might be right down to that Saturday night, and we'll take a couple more players over with us.
Brilliant in scoring last year, a very small sample size this year, but ninth in points against last year. Is that the gap you're trying to close?
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, that's the area we know is one of our RFIs, and it's the most important. The teams that win flags finish, you know, up in that sort of top four. When it comes to total scores against, we're not quite there last year. It's only minor. It's, you know, a goal here and there. It's been our work on right across this off-season and pre-season has been, how are we going to tweak some of the way we play to try and improve that without losing our offense, because we really take a lot of pride in the way we move the ball. We like to play exciting footy. As everyone said now for 4 years, we enjoy the fight. So those aren't really our areas. It's really that sort of team defence. How can we maybe just stop a score here or there just through pure effort and intensity to help each other?
We're chatting the Adelaide Crows senior coach, Matty Nix. Young Curtin, are you not ready yet for round one? Still needs a bit more time in the sample?
A little bit more time, and again, we've also got, you know, seven guys that are going to play through that back line.
Yeah.
He had a slightly interrupted pre-season as well. So, you know, from a numbers point of view, I don't know how much we've been able to work into him. He's done a great job, and the talent's there, the game's there. At the moment, he's trying to push into a spot where, you know, Jordan Butts is available. We've got Borlase, Keane. These guys are going to play through there. Dan, I was going to call him DC. That's what we call him. But Dan Curtin. Dan's almost playing that slightly in between at the moment, whether he's playing on a big, you know, tall opposition tall or whether he plays small. We're going to keep working our way through that. But, look, I've got no doubt we'll see him over the year. It's just making sure we've got that right, that the timing's right for him.
Nixie, will you be coaching at ground level this year and just communicating with one of your coaches in the box?
Yeah, sure, we'll be. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Why is that, please?
Oh, like, I think it's about connection. You know, being down there amongst the players. We've got our game plan now to a level where there's a little bit less need to see it from above and, you know, be able to see where it's going wrong. I think our guys now lead on field, and I just want to be down amongst them and be able to talk to them and share ideas on what we're seeing, what we're feeling. We've got a really strong group of leaders now. So to be down there amongst it and actually just be able to bounce things off each other, what are areas we can continue to expose to the opposition, what could we do better? I think it's much better when you're face-to-face.
You've done some scenario-based training this year, no doubt, with losing five games by under a kick. Plenty of time spent on that?
Yes, mate. That's well, I mean, any chance we get in any particular small-sided game, drills, everything we've done has been around, you know, the ability to organise and instruct at the right time, you know, have the right focus. We've done a lot of work in the mental space this year because, I mean, when we go back and look at it, you know, some of it is a maybe a lack of experience at times. We, you know, you don't know what you don't know. But as you start to build your way into that sort of, you know, you've been playing together now, the cohesion's building for 2, 3, 4 years, you know, the expectation is that we, you know, we get majority of those games done. Now, there's always a bit of luck involved in those sort of results. But unfortunately, last year, we lost a few looking back on them where we did get some things wrong. So hopefully this year we can get our scenarios right and maybe pinch a few of those.
Isaac Rankin playing a little bit more in the midfield this year, Nixie?
Yeah, I mean, we'd really like that. He's done some great stuff through the preseason. You know, especially around centre-bouts, he's got that sort of speed, that 3 or 4 metre burst that it just adds a different dynamic for us in around the footy. And Isaac's got an engine, has always had one. You know, he's as good as any of our runners when it comes to long distance, so he can sort of stick it out. But we're just trying to balance that now with, you know, his time spent there versus his time ahead of the ball where we know he can put the ball between the big sticks. We don't want to take that away for an entire game, but it'll be something we'll look at right throughout this year and balance as we go.
Nixie, Chairman Johnny Olsen, has he come around with a couple of cartons of beer and your new contract extension?
Couple.
Could be interesting think... contract.
How
I'm hoping
far
for
away,
a little
mate?
Bit more than that.
You want more, do you? Well, slab then.
One.
Or a
no,
pallet.
It's probably more a bottle of wine with John, which would be lovely. But,
right.
We've been in conversation now for a long period of time. There's no issues around contract, guy. You know, we're on the same page. We're working our way through that. I got no doubt that'll be probably something that hopefully gets done and comes out. You know, reasonably soon, but done. Confident that we're going forward together.
Good stuff.
Well, Nixie, it's been an upward trend of wins since you took over the reins. Let's hope that continues this year. Good luck with season 2024. We'll be watching closely.
No, I appreciate the chat, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Good on you, Maddie.
There he is, Maddie Nix.
Well done.
Coach of the Crows.
Well done, Greg.
And the Crows.